This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, January 10th. In awe of God.
Our reading comes from Deuteronomy chapter 4. Ask now about the former days, long before your time, from the day God created human beings on the earth. Ask from one end of the heavens to the other. Has anything so great as this ever happened? Or has anything like it ever been heard of? Has any other people heard the voice of God speaking out of fire, as you have, and lived? Has any God ever tried to take for himself one nation out of another nation, by testings, by signs and wonders, by war, by a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, or by great and awesome deeds, like all the things the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your very eyes? You were shown these things so that you might know that the Lord is God. Besides him, there is no other. From heaven, he made you hear his voice to discipline you. On earth, he showed you his great fire, and you heard his words from out of the fire. Because he loved your ancestors and chose their descendants after them, he brought you out of Egypt by his presence and his great strength, to drive out before you nations greater and stronger than you, and to bring you into their land, to give it to you for your inheritance, as it is today. Acknowledge and take to heart this day that the Lord is God in heaven above and on earth below. There is no other. Keep his decrees and commands, which I am giving you today, so that it may go well with you and your children after you, and that you may live long in the land the Lord your God gives you for all time.
I live close to Lake Michigan on the South Haven, Michigan side. It is my favorite go-to place. Sometimes I am drawn to Lake Michigan to experience God's greatness. As I stand on the shore, I sing, "How great is our God! How great thou art! In Christ alone, and he is Lord." These songs are like stories that remind me who God is. As I listen to the sounds of big waves crashing on rocks, seagulls squawking, and wind roaring, I proclaim that the God of wonders is holy. He is the Lord of heaven above and earth below. Gazing at the vastness of the sky and the lake, both perfectly blue, I am awestruck and speechless. It seems as if God's finger has blended the line where the lake meets the sky. It appears seamless. God is present and actively working in our lives. He wants us to know that he is the Lord our God in the past, present, and future. We praise God for letting us know him through his words, nature, works, and especially through his Son Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Where or when are you drawn into the awesomeness of God and reminded that the Lord is God and there is no other? Pray with me. O God of wonders, I am in awe of you. I praise you that you are God and there is no other. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.